The FDA put out a recent guidance on prescription drug use related software. Here are three key considerations.
My name is Darshan Kulkarni. I'm a pharmacist and an attorney, and this is the Darshan Talks podcast.
Software functions, end user output, and regulatory guidelines. For software functions, the document must categorize software functions into those that rely on data directly transferred from a device versus functions that don't. For example, capturing patient information and transferring it to a cloud-based application are considered two distinct software functions. The output, like symptom data, alerts, and other health-related information that end users see on platforms like a mobile health app or a web application, will define the end user output. Lastly, in terms of regulatory guidelines, the document suggests that functions not directly transferring information from a device should not be described in the product information unless necessary for safe and effective use. It also mentions that information to be included in the PI should be determined on a case-by-case basis.